Thank you. Item 5.
From Intergovernmental Relations Staff, State 2013 Legislative Updates. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
We have several handouts for you. You can take them or not. The first handout that we have is for the... copies for all the... Just generally speaking, it's a Legislative Fiscal Bureau memo, or Reference Bureau memo, I think. Council memo on the budget process. And clearly all of you care about sort of where we're headed and how long it takes. It varies from year to year. We are obviously at the stage where the Legislative Fiscal Bureau memo just came out yesterday. At the end of the day, that is the independent legislative fiscal agency that works for the legislature. Generally, the Fiscal Bureau memo comes out and agency briefings start. So next week, we will start the process of agency briefings where the departments come before the legislative body and present their position on the budget that was introduced by the governor. The agency staff, whomever appears, answers questions by the legislative body. Sometimes they finish their agenda in one day, and sometimes they do not, because it just depends on the length of the questions. They may come before the body and push other ones back, but that generally takes about anywhere from a week and a half to 2 weeks, at which point the Joint Finance Committee will go on the road and have public hearings. We have not heard whether or not there will be one in Milwaukee County again, which is obviously always a point of discussion. The co-chairs get to decide where the public hearings are every cycle, so it will depend on where they would like it. We have always, I believe, from your vantage point, our vantage point in Milwaukee County, asked that there be one in Milwaukee County, and generally that has been the case. I am not necessarily hearing that that will be the case now, but it's. I do know that they have sort of suggested, and again, none of this is firmed up until it actually gets announced, but that there will only be 4 public hearings. They range between 4 and 6 on any given budget cycle. So at that point, when the public hearings are over, the Finance Committee will meet. It seems to be pretty common knowledge that a lot of people think whatever major work gets done will get done in the Finance Committee. And then after that, it goes to both houses. It starts with the Assembly and will go to the Senate. So there's not sort of a underlying concern that the budget won't be done on time has generally been the case when one party controls both houses, is that it's been able to get done on time, and so, or done by the statutory deadline of July 4th. However, if it does not get done by that time, the state operates at its current funding level. There's no shutdown of government or anything like that, so it's different than the federal government.
That's good.
Which has been bad in the past, but that didn't happen. But so that's sort of just a layout of the process. I don't know if anyone has any questions about, you know, half of the process is actually done because it starts, you know, last summer with the agencies, much like you do the agencies work on their budget and present them. So, and then the governor decides. So a lot of that has happened already.
Questions on the budget process?
Okay, we had a technical snafu this morning with a document going missing that we could not update. So we're handing you a draft right now, which will be updated after the meeting. Oops, I need one. Oh, sorry. To take up the draft and actually put it to you. It was something that we put together, and we're going to update it today officially, and it was not possible. However, this is an initial analysis of the impact of the state budget as currently introduced on Milwaukee County. We've been working and will continue to work with the departments as to how they feel the budget will impact them, but obviously that takes some time. Generally speaking, there are more concrete numbers available after the Fiscal Bureau has finished its process, and now that they have actually written their summary, it allows the departments as well as us to call them and ask them questions about language and how they read the budget. And as you may know, the budget language sometimes doesn't always mesh with the summaries, and so it takes a little bit of time for the departments to go through that. But we are working with the departments on the impacts for Milwaukee County. You know, three major issues that we've been talking already with Milwaukee legislators and the Wisconsin Counties Association and other legislators on finance, transit, obviously, child support, and the negative adjustment language that was added in the current budget. So if you have questions or you want me to talk about them now, I'd be glad to, but they're, I think, pretty well laid out in the document, which, again, we will get you an official one as soon as we update it after the meeting.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Dimitrieva.
Thank you, and thank you to the work of our intergovernmental relations staff on getting this together in a pretty quick turnaround in that we just got the budget, analyzed it, got the Fiscal Bureau information. And I think this takes something that is huge and statewide and breaks it down. I get asked all the time, you know, what is the current proposed state budget, what will the effect have on Milwaukee County? And I think two things really stand out. On the child support, Mr. Chairman, I want to just bring people to page two. The staff talks about the reduction statewide, but I want to make sure it was clear to those listening. If the budget goes through as proposed without any changes in child support, that's a loss, is it, of $1.5 million just for Milwaukee County? I mean, that's the Milwaukee County impact? Okay, and that's huge. And I haven't heard a lot of people speak about that. And then on transportation, I think it was interesting because we had a committee of the whole meeting earlier this week where the Metropolitan Milwaukee Area Chamber of Commerce spoke pretty strongly about transportation on the two of the three things here, the fact that transportation is leaving the transit fund, and then I think MMAC said pretty clearly that they support restoration of the 10% cuts along with interest. I'm just wondering, and it's probably too early, if our staff has heard anything at the Capitol of any movement for those two things. I mean, I realize the transportation fund, that seems to be kind of moving forward, but on the restoration of the cuts, Ms. Kuhn, have you heard anything?
Transit?
Yes. The 10% cuts being restored with interest, or is there any likelihood on that you've heard? I know it's still kind of early.
There's some conversation about there being additional funding that doesn't necessarily appear in the initial budget for specifically for transit, but we are unclear at this time as to the actual dollar amount and as to whether or not that money would specifically come to the county the way that it used to through certain funds. So I think that there has been discussion about the restoration, and we obviously talked to the governor and finance members and agencies prior to the budget even coming out about the restoration. We were hopeful because nobody said no, and there was lots of folks who understood that the 10% cut last time was pretty hard on not only Milwaukee County but others. I think it's a discussion that will continue. Unfortunately, I do think that there is some concern that there is also a discussion in the Assembly that an income tax cut needs to be expanded, which wouldn't leave a lot of room for an increase in additional transit dollars. I know that a lot of the transportation folks and transit folks are talking now about how they want to lobby on the issue and whether or not what is the most important part of transit that we need to be fighting for collectively. So we will continue to work with our partners in transit to push for, you know, additional funding and sort of direct ourselves as to how we're going to fight on this issue.
Mr. Chairman, I just got two more things to add. On that, I'm really glad, and this is talks that I think we've been having, and I want to draw everyone's attention to our five-year sustainability plan? Because I do get asked, I think sometimes people have trouble kind of playing all the cards out. Okay, if we don't restore the cuts, we don't find a dedicated funding source, and depending where transportation goes in the future, I mean, we all know in the second year of the biennium, which is said here, if you look at our five-year sustainability plan, what could happen if the gap from the CMAQ funding, the federal funding, is not filled? And so I believe we need to talk about that now before it happens. And I just wanted to remind everybody, just look at the five-year sustainability plan. It's a mixture of route cuts and fare increases if we don't fill that gap. And obviously we have very little tools here locally. Property taxes have a cap, et cetera. But that needs to be the focus, and that would have a devastating impact on Milwaukee County transit system. The last thing is, have we heard, or is it too early in the process, if there's going to be Milwaukee County hearings of the Joint Finance Committee? I remember there was one last time at State Fair. Perhaps it's too early, but I was wondering if you all picked up on that. Still too early?
I think what we heard was that there are going to be four. It was unclear as to that whether or not they were still going to do one in Milwaukee County.
Well, I sure hope that they have at least one in Milwaukee County on the state budget. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other comments or questions?
In addition to that, I guess right now is when they are making that decision, calling your Milwaukee delegation members who are on finance probably doesn't hurt either.
Okay. On the taxation and finance, the adjustment for debt, I think I get it, and I asked Das about it yesterday in finance. I wondered whether the exec has given his interest in paying down debt, whether he has recognized this this issue that there's some disincentive for paying down our 2004 and before debt. I don't know if Ms. Colton's ready on that item or not, but obviously for us, you've identified a significant
challenge. The department
has
obviously talked through this issue with us. We're not 100% sure on the actual dollar figure, but it is pretty significant either way in 2015. In the millions of dollars. So it is, on the face of it, it is a disincentive for folks to pay down their debt. This provision, there is a net negative adjustment in the budget or in current state law.
Right.
However, it applies for folks who levy up to the limit. It doesn't apply to us currently on the pre-2005 debt. So this is, as your county, as you all have tried really hard to start paying off debt and move forward on that, this is somewhat of a penalty and a disincentive for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Counterintuitive. I'll take that you don't have a position at this point. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for that explanation. Other questions? Okay. Item C, Legislative Study Committees.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Unless you had others. I'm sorry.
This is the handout from Lloyd Grant at the Transit,
yes.
Who had, along with other departments, had actually laid out a one-pager about sort of his initial assessment of the cuts. The transit.
Okay, thank you. Anything else for B? Otherwise, we'll take up the study committee update.
Yeah, let's go to study committees, unless there's any questions about the budget or...
There were none.
We have met with almost, since the budget was introduced, almost all of the finance members, too. So, again, for the second or third time.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, as I had previously reported, one of the roles that we have played is to monitor a number of the study committees that the state created and specifically the Committee on Chapter 51, which is the commitment of emergency detention and admission of minors under Chapter 51. We've also monitored closely the Chapter 55, which is the Alzheimer's and Dementia Committee, as well as the Committee on 911 Communication and the Committee on Release and of sexually deviant persons. All of those committees, I got to fold them up first. All of those committees have concluded, and as a result, they have issued a set of proposed modifications to state statute. Those have yet to be put into actual bill form, but we thought that we would share them with the board since they are issues that have been identified by the county board as of interest and have direct impact on the county. And obviously, as these issues move forward through the legislative process and there's an actual bill, we'll continue to watch those as well. In addition, as Director Kuhn has indicated, one of the things that we do on a fairly daily basis is identify bills that have been introduced, and we try to forward those to the appropriate departments so that they can see the bill and respond to us as to whether or not they have any issue or concerns or questions, so that we can keep an ongoing dialogue between the IGR department and department heads. There are basically two types of bills that we refer. One is if it has a direct impact, for example, changing the methodology or the payment for recording fees for the Register of Deeds. And then there are those that may have an impact, particularly related to the court, if we change how we have to process, for example, parolees. Will this have an impact in terms of court hearing time and or the sheriff's department, whatever? And obviously I could, you know, go through all of these with you with the pink on them, but I'm not sure that that is something that would be useful at this point. And obviously every day these are updated in terms of the bills that are introduced to the legislature. The other thing that particularly as it relates to transit, if it affects the county in a broad way, we also send the item to the chair of a respective committee on the county board, just so that, you know, they are aware as well that this may be an issue that they want to have more clarification on.
Okay. So at this point, there's nothing that has been identified as an immediate issue. You would bring them back in a subsequent as a subsequent item for
correct
action.
One of the issues that we did monitor, and we haven't registered for or against, we basically monitor, is there was, in fact, it passed, I believe it's Senate Bill 5, and it dealt with clean water, which may not sound like, you know, a real tantalizing subject for the board. However, it does relate to our ability to get some additional, potentially additional funds through sewer PAC in terms of pollution control and particularly as it relates to some of the beach projects we have. So,
Okay.
Any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay. And all the handouts are going to be added to Legistar, so they'll be available broadly to all members and the public. Questions? No questions. Okay, thank you. Take item 6.